It's game night at Red Mesa High School. Fans pour into the bleachers as the football team makes its way to the field. Red Mesa has had the Redskin mascot since the early 1970s when the school first opened. The vast majority of students, past and present, are members of the Navajo Nation. Ambrose Claw graduated in 86.
The way I see Redskin, it's a pride. I stand up for it. I'm glad to say I'm a Redskin fan, and my son goes to school here. He's a senior, and he's part of the team, and I support the team.
That's a sentiment most people at tonight's game seem to share. But outside this small high school community, some are trying to get rid of the R word altogether.
The term Redskin was used at a time when the Native American population was being exterminated. It's not a word that we use in our community to refer to each other.
Amanda Blackhorse is one of the most prominent Navajo social activists in the country, and she's helping lead the charge for Washington's NFL team to change its name for good. Blackhorse's movement is backed by many lawmakers, sports commentators, and even the United Nations. They all denounce the term as deeply offensive. Last month, Black Horse led a protest outside the Arizona Cardinals stadium when the Washington team came to play.
I understand that not all people understand the history behind us, so that's why we are gathered here today, to spread awareness about where that word comes from and how disparaging it is to Native people.
But inside the stadium, a different message was being sent.
Redskins owner Dan Snyder sitting with the president of the Navajo Nation.
Navajo President Ben Shelley created a firestorm of controversy when he was shown on national television watching the game in Washington Territory and wearing a Redskins hat. Shelley says he was just talking business, but Amanda Blackhorse says it was a deliberate marketing ploy by the team.
They're buying people off. They're buying off prominent Native American people. And the Navajo Nation president is in that category.
Blackhorse thinks Red Mesa High School is also in that category. About 125 students attended that same game after the Washington team gave them free tickets. But Red Mesa's athletic director, Alfred Begay, sees it a different way.
I take it vice versa. I mean, we're using them. They offered that to us, and we took the kids down there, and they enjoyed it. And that's just to have them exposed to professional sports.
For as much attention and criticism as one NFL team is getting, there are dozens of high schools in the country which also use the controversial mascot. A recent study by the University of Maryland found more than 60 high schools in 22 states use the moniker. Three of them, including Red Mesa, have a majority Native American student body. At tonight's game, the last of the season at Red Mesa, sophomores Charity Hoshnick and Jeremy Billy are watching the game against a chain-link fence because there's not an open seat in the stands. The students say they take ownership, not offense, to the team's name.
It's not offensive to us. It's just like it represents what we are as Native American.
Yeah, it's all right. It's Native pride.
Even though many at this small high school embrace the term, the superintendent acknowledges the national controversy. That's why next year he plans to engage the community in discussion about a potential name change. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo.